It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Subway pregame show. Paul Ramel here. I'm in Montevideo tonight for girls basketball. Dawson Boyd Blackjacks taking on the Montevideo Thunderhawks. And join me on basketball broadcast again this year is Mitch Silty. Mitch is back, got the headset on. Nice to see you, Mitch.
Yep, long time no see, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. We had a fun time last year broadcasting basketball, didn't we?
Yes, we did, and we decided to run it back for a few more games this year.
All right, that sounds great. Thanks for coming into the booth once again, and we got a girls basketball game, non-conference game between the Thunderhawks and the Blackjacks.
Yep, this should be a good game for both teams starting out the season, so looking forward to it.
And as always, Mitch has done his homework, and so I'm going to turn it over to you at the Subway pregame show, and tell us about both these teams here, Mitch.
All right, so Dawson Boyd comes in with an 0-1 record. Their one loss this year came to RTR, a score of 38-50. And three of the first four games for Dawson Boyd this year on the road, they had at RTR and tonight at Montevideo. Then they have a home game versus KMS, and then they go to Ortonville. And last season, they finished with a record of 10-14 with a 4-7 away record. And last year, they started a little slow. They started the season 3-9, but they finished strong, going 7-4 in the last part of the regular season. Then they had a loss to Lakeview in the section tournament by a score of 58-78. During the stretch to end the season where they finished 7-4, they were able to win five games in a row, and they won 7 of 9, and part of that was started by an upset win of McCray by a score of 69-67.
Oh, wow.
So Dawson Boyd looking to build off that momentum that they had from last season. Last year when we called Dawson Boyd girls game, if they could keep the turnovers low, that was one thing that helped them to win a lot of their games down the stretch. So the key for them tonight will be keeping the turnovers low and really taking care of the basketball.
That's right.
And this will be, the Dawson Boyd is looking for their first win versus Montevideo since the 2018-2019 season. They've lost four straight games to Montevideo. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I always got to do my homework.
How about Montevideo?
And then Montevideo comes in with an overall record of 0-2. Their losses are to Pipestone Area by a score of 67-76, and Central Minnesota Christian, that was a score of 43-60. This will be the second of three straight home games for Montevideo. They had Central Minnesota Christian, Dawson Boyd tonight, and then they have Minnewaska Area. And they, last season, Montevideo had a record of 6-20 with a 4-8 home record. They started the season 1-8 last year, so looking to get a better start this year than they did last year. And then last season, they beat Dawson Boyd 51-44 in Dawson, so it was a close game last year in Dawson, and hopefully we get another close game here tonight. And this will be Montevideo going for its fifth straight win versus Dawson Boyd here tonight.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Mitch. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Tonight, first for the Montevideo Thunderhawks, they're going to start four seniors and one freshman. Number 0, my favorite number in high school sports. If I played high school sports, I'd wear 0.
Yeah, I remember that from last year.
Yeah. Lily Eisenlohr, guard senior. Number 1, Tegan Epema, guard and a senior. Number 13, a ninth grader, Megan Kuzman. She's also a guard. Hallie Helgeson, a senior, number 20, and number 32, Brooke Lindemann, also a senior. The Thunderhawks are coached by Kylie Hirung and assisted by Joanna Magnuson, Kylie Williams, are the assistant coaches. For Dawson Boyd, Coach Rachel Hawkinson has freshman Claire Stratmon, Laura Schreier, a sophomore, Lindsay Lund, a senior, Alyssa Swazinski, a junior, and Olivia Essling, a sophomore. Those are your starters for Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. As I mentioned, head coach Rachel Hawkinson, assisted by Terry White. We had a B-squad game. Actually, it was a C-squad game. Montevideo does not have a B-squad, as I understand it, anyway. So it was a C-squad playing earlier before the varsity year. And Montevideo dominated Dawson Boyd 43-5. That was your score there. All right, that wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll come back and talk about some of the other games tonight in our Q92 listening area. And we'll have the opening tip-off between Montevideo and Dawson Boyd in girls basketball right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Matson Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridge Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Welcome back to Montevideo High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here along with Mitch Silpe. One of my favorite places to broadcast from, Mitch. You like this where we're at?
Yeah, this is probably my favorite place to broadcast games, too, from this area right here.
We're right behind one of the baskets, and we got a great view of the floor. That's what I like about it.
Yep, kind of secluded, too.
Yeah, that's right. We're by ourselves, right? Well, Montevideo, as I mentioned, starting four seniors and a ninth grader who is Megan Kuzman. I think Kuzman led him in scoring the other night on their loss against, was it Pipestone? So we'll see what the Blackjacks are putting out. They got Claire Stratmon, a ninth grader. Schreier's a 10th grader. Lindsay Lund's a senior. Alyssa Swazinski's a junior. And Olivia Essling's a sophomore.
It would be interesting to see if the experience in the seniors for Montevideo make a difference for them in this game tonight.
So Dawson Boyd hasn't beaten Montevideo for 4 years, you said, huh?
Yep, it was the 2018-2019 season was the last time Dawson Boyd was able to get a win versus Montevideo.
Okay. Blackjacks in their white away jerseys. Pretty nice crowd for, what is it, Tuesday night?
Yeah, Tuesday night. This is a pretty good crowd.
I got to get my basketball thinking cap on because I just got done doing football, Mitch. So
I've taken a little time off, so it'll be interesting here for the first couple minutes, but I'm sure we'll figure it out.
All right. All right, here we go. Jumping center is Olivia Eslane, number 32, the jumping center for Dawson Boyd. And the opening tip-off. And that was Brooke Lindemann jumping center. And the Thunderhawks get the possession to start the game. Glad you're with us on Q92. Once again, Paul Ramel, Mitch Stilty here in Montevideo. Montevideo drives to the basket. Up and in is good. That was Helgeson. Hallie gets her first basket. And the Thunderhawks lead 2-0.
That was a nice strong drive there by Helgeson to get to the basket from Montevideo.
Stratmore, the short jumper off the back iron, no good. Rebounded there by Brooke Lindemann.
Dawson Boyd looking like they're playing man-to-man defense to start the game. I believe Montevideo was in a zone to start. Were they, or were they man-to-man?
I didn't pay attention. There's a little dribble in the lane there for Brooke Lindemann. And
hi,
she
I'm
scores.
Lindsay Lund from the Dawson Boyd Blackjack basketball team, and you're listening to Blackjack Basketball
on Q92. It looks like it might be a 1-3-1 zone for Montevideo here.
Stratmoan outside. She got a lot of varsity experience for Dawson Boyd last year. Here's Alyssa Swalinski for three. No good.
Another rebound by Brooke Lindemann from Montevideo.
And going right to the basket, laying it up and in. Was number Eisenlohr, zero. Boy, she just went right to the basket.
No one for Dawson Boyd stopped the ball there. That's why she was able to go straight to the basket.
And it's 6-0, Montevideo. Here's a little jump shot there by Schreier, and it's short. Picked up by the Thunderhawks. They're off and running, going in for the layup, and fouled by Schreier from behind. And that was Eisenlohr, I believe. Hard to see the Montevideo numbers on there. It's kind of a gold. Not very clear.
Numbers do a nice job of blending in.
I think this is Eisenlohr at the free throw line. It is. And she makes it good. And she's got 3 points. And it's 7-0. Montevideo jumping out to a lead here. Second free throw is also good by Eisenlohr. And 8-0 Montevideo. Blackjacks with the basketball. Here's Stratmoan. Dribbles out to midcourt. Double team there. Now gets it over to Schreier. Laura goes into the paint. Double team. We've got a whistle and a foul. Referee Bob Slaba is reffing. Dr. Slaba, I should say.
Montevideo being very aggressive in their 1-3-1 zone to start the game.
Dawson Boyd will inbound it underneath their own basket right below us here. Trying to get it inbounds. Does. And here's Essling. Hops it back out. Stratmoan from the free throw line. Blocked there by Tegan Epema. Epema going in for the layup. It's good, and she's fouled.
That was a great job there by Tegan Epema. First on the defense, then getting the block, and then getting out in transition and getting a breakaway layup and converting on the with a foul. So now she'll have a shot for and one free throw.
And Rachel Hawkinson is calling a timeout. We'll take a commercial break. It's a 10-0 run for the Thunderhawks to start the game. We'll be back right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather and a lot of information plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free and they keep adding feature. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people. Decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Paul Ramel, Mitch Stilty back here in Montevideo. Dawson Boyd's timeout is over. Coach Rachel Hawkinson. Boy, the Montevideo jumps out to a 10-0 lead here.
Yeah, that was a great start for Montevideo to start this game here.
Stratmoan will bring the ball down the floor. She's just a ninth grader. Throws it across the court, intended for Laura Schreier, and threw it over Laura's head out of bounds. turnover there, blackjacks.
It's going to be the key for Dawson Boys to limit the amount of turnovers that they have in this game.
Tegan Epema, her sister's playing college basketball, Tenley, at Fergus Falls. Here's Epema, drives baseline by Stratmone, goes up, shot, no good, rebound by Montevideo, put up and in by, was that Lindemann?
Yep, Lindemann. Nice job by Brooke to get on the offensive glass there with a shot, missed the rim, and able to clean up the rebound and get the bucket.
Schreier down to Lindsay Lund. Lindsay's first touch and a foul on Lindsay, the senior for the Blackjacks. That foul was on Eisenlohr, I believe. Lindsay Lund is going to come out of the game now. Tyler Yomlin, a ninth grader, in for the Blackjacks. A couple ninth graders on the floor here for Dawson Boyd. Blackjack's going to inbound it. They get it in. Nice pass to Yomlin inside, and Kyler, no foul. They just called it out of bounds, didn't they?
Yeah, it looks like a block shot out of bounds.
Blackjacks will inbound it. This is the third game of the season for Montevideo, and Dawson Boyd second. Blackjacks inbounded underneath their basket. They're down 12 to nothing. Inbound to Stratmone. Claire will be doing a lot of the ball handling for Dawson Boyd. And she's a good ball handler. And she goes to the basket, lays it up. No good. And she was fouled. Is that a shooting foul, Mitch?
Doesn't look like it. Looks like it was on the floor before the shot.
Tegan Epem, the senior, goes to the free throw line. She's played a lot of basketball in her varsity career. Inbound to Stratmone for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded there by Brooke Lindemann. I don't think Montevideo subs very much, so you can probably see these five. Here's a three-pointer from way out, no good. Rebounded by the Thunderhawks. They keep possession. A shot put up by Helgeson for three.
A nice job by number 14 from Minnesota, Jillian Magnuson, to get the offensive rebound there.
Montevideo,
yes.
Blackjacks down 15-0. Now Epema steals the ball from Stratmone and goes in left hand and lays it up and in.
That was a nice job by Epema getting the steal and converting in the transition there. 17-0 right now for Montevideo over the Dawson.
Stratmone for three. That's hard off the rim. Rebounded there by Lindemann. Here come the Thunderhawks across midcourt. Oh, nice pass underneath and an easy basket for Jillian Magnuson. And that makes it 19-0, Montevideo, in the timeout by Coach Rachel Hawkinson.
That was a nice job by Lindemann getting another rebound there. I got her for five rebounds already in this game. And she's able to take it up the court, and Dawson was slow to get back, and that left Magnuson wide open underneath the basket for the easy layup.
We'll take a commercial break. We'll be back with 14:09 to go in the first half. It's Montevideo 19, Dawson Boyd nothing.
Matson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Matson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Matson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Matson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Matson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo. Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
19-0, Montevideo leading Dawson Boyd here with 13:36 to go in the first half. And a traveling call on Montevideo, turnover there. Coach Hawkinson's burned two timeouts here in the first half so far.
It was a bit of a rough start here for Dawson Boyd to start this game. Switch to a...
Epema steals the ball at midcourt, and Epema goes in, lays it off the glass. No good. Rebounded there by the Blackjacks. Here's Laura Schreier to Lindsay Lund, who's back in. Lindsay throws up a three off the side iron, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Montevideo basketball.
It looked like for the steal by Epema, it looked like Dawson Boyd switched to a 2-3 zone coming out of their latest timeout.
Hey, my good friend, Joss Central Tribune, out of Wilmer Newspapers here covering the game. Always nice to see Joe. He does a great job. He's a great writer. 19-0 Montevideo. They go inside, down low on the baseline, almost lost it. Epema picks up the loose ball. Kicks it out to Magnuson. She goes to the basket, lays it up, no good. And it's going to remain with Montevideo.
Nice job of defense here by Dawson Boyd.
Olivia Essling comes into the game along with number five, Addison Jorgensen. Addison Jorgens is number five. She's 33 in the program. Here's an inbound pass, quick shot, put up. And in by number 10,
Emma Johnson.
Boy, the Blackjacks really struggling, bringing the ball down the floor. Almost lost it there. The ball was kicked. Blackjacks keep the ball. Jorgens will inbound it. She's a sophomore. Gets it in to number 10, Kyler Yaman, a ninth grader. And Yaman throws the ball away. Stratmon saves it from going out of bounds. Did go out of bounds.
Yep, and that'll turn the ball over back to Montevideo.
21-0. 12:36 to go here in the first half here in Montevideo. They're going to shoot free throws, I think. No, what?
They look like they got the...
They're changing the call. They're going to give it to the Blackjacks.
It's out on Montevideo, so they'll stay with Dawson Boyd.
What do they do, have instant replay here?
I don't know what. I guess one of the refs came in and said he thought better.
All right. Lund inbounds at the Stratmone. Down in the corner goes to number 10, Kyler Yamlin. Yamlin throws it to midcourt. It's going to be over and back. Another turnover.
Dawson Boyd really struggling trying to get around this 1-3-1 zone from Montevideo.
You talked about that in the Subway pregame show, Mitch. Dawson needs to keep the turnovers down.
Yep, and it's one thing they've been struggling with here in the first half, which led to a 21-0 lead for Montevideo.
Epema on the right wing outside the three-point arc, number 14, Magnuson. Now down to the baseline to kick it out to Epema. She puts up a shot, and it's no good. Shot clock. Remember the shot clock. 21-0, Montevideo. Stratmon down on the baseline. Short jumper, missed it. Rebounded by the Blackjacks. And here's a three-point shot by Addison Jorgens. And Jorgens is fouled, shooting a three-pointer.
It's a nice job by Kyler Yamlin, fighting for that offensive rebound.
So the sophomore guard, Addison Jorgens, goes to the free throw line. She'll get three. She put the Blackjacks on the board? She does! There we go.
That'll end a 6-minute and 10-second drought for Dawson Boyd here to start the first half.
21-1. Can it be two? Second free throw is also nothing but net. How about Addison? Can she make it three in a row? Three free throws for Addison Jorgens. She has the basketball. This is her third free throw as she was shooting a three-pointer. And she rolled off the rim, missed that one, rebounded by Helgeson. Here's Eisenlohr. Cross court to Epema. In the corner it goes. This might be Kuzma. Shot put up and in. Good. And that was number 13, Megan Kuzma. Kuzma, the ninth grader, for three.
The jump ball call. Nice job with the active hands by Montevideo to get that jump ball call. That'll turn possession over to Montevideo.
24-2, Montevideo. Big three-point shot there by Kuzma.
There's a nice job by Montevideo there working the ball around the 2-3 zone to get Kuzma open for three.
11:20 to go in the first half. Kuzma with the ball being guarded by Lund. throws it over to Eisenlohr, back to Kuzmin. Kuzmin dribbling the ball out front. Shot put up by Eisenlohr. Good. Is that a three-pointer?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Eisenlohr with 7 points. And Kuzmin steals the ball. Kuzmin going in for the layup. Scores. And she's fouled.
Did a great job there getting the pass and getting the steal and getting out in transition and converting the layup plus foul.
Kuzmin with a steal at midcourt, went in for the layup, and she was fouled. 29-2. Kuzmin will try to make it a three-point play, and it's on its way. It's nothing but net for Megan Kuzmin.
Push the score to 30-2 from Montevideo.
No basket.
Oh.
What happened there? I missed something.
One of the Montevideo players must enter the lane before, before the player releases the ball.
Okay.
And so...
I missed something there.
Take away the point from Montevideo. The score is 29-2.
Claire Stratmon bringing it across midcourt. She's picked up there defensively, and she throws it away. Picked up there by Helgeson. She goes in for the layup. She's fouled. And she'll go to the free throw line.
Nice job by Helgeson there, getting the steal from Montevideo and then just putting her head down and driving to the basket for a layup. Didn't make the layup, but she got fouled.
Montevideo's played two games. Who did they lose to again? Pipestone.
And Central Minnesota Christian.
Yep. And Helgeson's free throw is up and in. She's got six. 10 minutes, 43 seconds to play in the first half. All Montevideo, 30-2 the score. Helgeson's second free throw is off the back iron. No good. Oh, good. Hustle there by the Thunderhawks. And that was Kuzmin. Yeah. Kuzmin for three, short. Gets her own rebound. She followed her shot. Now she passes it out. That is Kuzmin girl.
It's one of the first things they teach you when you shoot the ball, you always follow your shot.
Epima at the top of the key to Kuzmin. Kuzmin goes down, almost got pushed.
Shot clock down to five for Montevideo.
Kuzmin launches a three. Good! No basket. 3 second violation called on Montevideo. That 3-pointer taken away from Kuzmin.
That's tough for Kuzmin. She had a really nice possession down there. Stratmon brings the ball up for Dawson Boyd.
30-2, and Kuzmin swats the ball away. I am impressed with Megan Kuzmin, just a ninth grader. Wow. Sozinski inbounds the ball to Stratmon, almost lost it. Picking it up is Schreier. Shot up, no good. Essling rebound. Putback scores. Essling with the first field goal. Kuzmin for three. Oh, my goodness. Kuzmin hits a big, deep three there for Montevideo.
And that's just Dawson Boyd just going to get a hand in her face.
Oh, a big collision there between Eisenlohr and Claire Stratmon. Claire was going hard to the basket. That was a major collision there.
Yep, that was... Claire was going to the basket with purpose on that drive.
34-4, Claire Stratmon at the free throw line. Free throw's up and good for Claire.
That'll make the score 34-5 for Montevideo.
Paul Ramo, Mitch Silty here in Montevideo tonight. Non-conference girls basketball game. Stratmon's second free throw on its way. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by... That's the Epima down to Magnuson, and she is called for an offensive charge. Who took the charge?
I believe it was Alyssa Swadzinski that got back on defense and took the charge there for Dawson Boyd.
34-5. Montevideo fans didn't like that call. 34-5 the score. Coach Rachel Hawkinson pacing back and forth. This is come out of nowhere. Essling kicks it out. Swadzinski for three. That's no good. Essling with the rebound. Now Epima steals the ball. Epima going in for the layup. Good.
And that Montevideo really getting a lot of easy buckets with the turnovers from Dawson Boyd.
Stratmon down the line. Lund in the corner for three. Missed everything. Rebounded by Alyssa. And she's fouled. And number 15, Alyssa Swadzinski, the junior, will go to the line for Dawson Boyd.
That was a nice job by Alyssa to get in position for that offensive rebound for Dawson Boyd.
Szczesny at the line, down 36-5. Free throw's good by Alyssa. That's her first point.
That'll make the score 36-6 for Montevideo.
Coming back in for Dawson Boys, Kyler Yamlin. Lindsey Lund comes out. Szczesny's free throw's good. Good free throw shooting there by Alyssa. 36-7. Kuzman will bring the ball up the floor. She's got 2 3-pointers, actually three, but they took one away from her, right?
Yep. And now Dawson Boyd switch back to their man-to-man defense.
Epema splits the defenders, kicks it out. Here's a three-point shot. Good.
That was three. Jillian Magnuson for the three from on video? Or was it Emma Johnson?
No, number 14. Yep, Magnuson. And there's a three for... Who is that?
Schreier.
Laura Schreier. I got to stop looking down at my scorecard. I'm missing the action match. That's why you're here.
I know.
39-10. Three-pointer by Schreier for the Blackjacks. Here's Kuzman for three. Good. Oh, my goodness.
He's just lighting it up. And when you're turning the ball over as much as possible, it's really tough to come back when Montevideo's making everything they throw up from the field.
Stratmone goes into the bath to the basket, and she's fouled trying to do underhand layup. 8:05 to play in the first half. 42-10.
Montevideo making, how many threes have they made this half so far?
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five. Stratmone's free throw's good.
That'll make the score 42-11 for Montevideo.
Lindsey Lund comes back into the game along with Jorgens. 42-11. Well, 8:05 to play. Second free throw by Claire is good. There's 3 points all from the free throw line here in the first half. Here's Kuzman. He looks like a pure three-point shooter. Epelman goes down low. Shot up and no good. That was, here's a Blackjack get the ball. Stratmone down the lane. Puts it up and in. Claire Stratmone with her first field goal.
Nice job by Claire to get the rebound on the defense end and just push the ball up the floor and get into the paint for an easy floater.
Kuzman dribbles into the corner, gives it to Epema. Epema to the free throw line, puts up a shot off the rim, goes in the corner, rebounded by Szczesny. Here's Stratmone across midcourt for Dawson Boyd. Montevideo student section making a lot of noise. Szczesny goes underneath the basket, puts it up, no good, rebounded by Lindemann. And here comes Montevideo. Kuzman for three again, missed it. Rebounded by Montevideo. Their shot's up, no good. Lund gets the board at the free throw line. Lindsey over to Kyler Yamlin, to Stratmone, back to Yamlin. Yamlin, top of the key three, off the rim. No good, rebounded there by Emma Johnson. Epema's quickly down the floor, goes to the basket, missed the layup, goes out of bounds and remains with Montevideo.
Both teams running up on the floor really quickly in the last couple of minutes here.
Bunch of substitutes coming in. Laura Schreier back in. Lund's back in. Also in is Essling. 42-14 Montevideo. They inbound it underneath their own basket. In the paint, back out to the free throw line, and that's Helgeson. Now to here's Epema down low. Nice picked off by Lindsey Lund with a nice steal.
That was a nice job by Lindsey there on the defense.
Oh, and then she threw it too hard to Essling, breaking to the basket, and it goes out of bounds.
Essling was there, just passed a little too much for Essling to corral.
42-14, 6:20 to play in the first half. We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show coming up. Blackjack, Thunderhawks on offense in the paint. They go down low. This is Helgeson or Lindemann with a shot, no good. Rebounded by Jorgen or Essling. Here's Laura Schreier to Yamlin. Nobody to pass to. Kyler's in trouble. Now gets it off to Szczesny. Szczesny stops her dribble to Schreier. Laura dribbles out of that one, trying to go to the basket. Does. blocked out of bounds there by Lindemann.
Oh, it stayed in. That was recovered by Kuzman.
Kuzman down low, shot up and in. Was that Lindemann?
Yep, that was Lindemann, and a foul, so she'll get a free throw.
Well, I'm not keeping track of turnovers off points, but it's a lot.
Yep, Montevideo getting a lot of points off turnovers and three-pointers.
To the free throw line is number 32, Brooke Lindemann, a senior. 44-14, Montevideo leading Dawson Boyd here in the first half.
Got Lindemann with six rebounds on the first half so far.
Free throw's good. Makes it a three-point play.
Score now is 45-14 for Montevideo.
Both coaches throwing in substitutes like they're crazy. They're in and out, in and out.
Yep, and we're getting about 2 to 3 players for each team each time. So
Blackjacks will bring the ball. They have the possession. They're down 45-14. Here's Schreier. Back to Schreier. Boy, Montevideo playing some good defense. Oh, and Epperman steals the ball at midcourt. Almost lost it. Gets it in the corner. Here's Eisenlohr. Top of the key to Epema. 5 minutes to play. Now almost stolen there. Almost stolen by Schreier.
Montevideo doing a nice job of ball movement here.
Going to the basket is Epema, and it's no good. And then she got hit in the head. Rebounded by Dawson Boyd. Claire at the free throw line. Throws up a shot. No good.
It's a nice job of Claire to attack Montevideo's defense before they could get that 1-3-1 zone set up.
45-14. Montevideo here in the first half. Claire Stratmon at the free throw line, and it bounces off. No good. Claire has 3 free throws and a bucket for 5 points.
The majority of Dawson Boyd's points coming from the free throw line right now.
Second free throw coming by the freshman Stratmon, and it's good.
That'll make the score 45-15 in favor of Montevideo.
Epema bring it across midcourt. Goes dribbles to her right, now gets it over to Magnuson. She puts a shot up in the paint. No good. Look at the hustle there by Laura Schreier.
A nice job getting the rebound there by Schreier.
Stratmon quickly across midcourt. LeClaire. Over to Essling. Top of the key for Essling. Looking for somebody to pass to. Now gets it over to Susinski. Alyssa back to Claire. Stratmon puts up a long three. Off the front of the rim. No good. Epema with the rebound. Boy, this Tegan Epema is all over the place. Here's a three-pointer. No good. That was by Magnuson, and it missed. And referee Slava says it's Montevideo basketball.
Low and out of bounds off of the rebound attempt.
4 minutes and 1 second to go in the first half. Montevideo has put up 45 points here.
It's been a very dominant first half here for Montevideo.
They go in bounds. Shot by Lindemann. No good. Rebounded by the Blackjacks. That was Essling grabbing the board. Hands it over to Alyssa.
That was the 5th rebound for Essling.
Blackjacks with the ball. Schreier at the top of the key. Nice move by Laura. Throws it up. Trying to bank it in. No good. Trying to get her rebound. I think she's followed by Brooke Lindemann of the Thunderhawks.
Nice job by Schreier being aggressive after a shot to try and get the offensive rebound and getting fouled. Back to the free throw line goes Dawson Boyd.
And Laura Schreier will go to the free throw line. She's a 5'4" sophomore guard for the Blackjacks. Well, it's a blackout for the Dawson, or for the Montevideo students. They're all dressed in black. And a whiteout for Dawson Boyd students. Free throw is missed by Laura. She had a three-pointer earlier in the game, in her first half.
Yeah, it's going to be real tough for Dawson Boyd to try and claw their way back into this game if they can't make the free throws.
Second free throw missed. Magnuson with the rebound. Epema back to Magnuson underneath the Montevideo basket. And a block from behind by Essling.
It's a nice job of Essling blocking that shot without committing a foul.
Got a collision at midcourt. Now Epema, ball stolen, gets it back to Stratmon. Schreier in the paint, puts up a shot, try to bank it in. Epema with the rebound.
It's a nice drive by Schreier using the pump fake to get into the lane. But
oh, nice pass from Ephema down low to Magnuson, and she scores her 7th point.
Dawson Boy was just slow to get back on defense on that possession, and that led to a wide-open layup on the other end for Montevideo.
Dawson Boyd throws the ball away. Eisenhower with the steal, and here's Ephema. Shot put up, good. By number 0, Lily Eisenhower with 9 points. Making the score 49-15.
Just once again, turnovers costing Dawson Boyd here.
Ball's again stolen by Ephema. How many steals has she had? Oh, well, look at that pass. Down low to Magnuson for the basket.
That was great vision there by Ephema to see Magnuson cutting to the basket.
51-15. Stratmon for a long three. It's way short.
And it'll go out of bounds, and it'll be Montevideo basketball.
2 minutes, 13 seconds left here in the first half of Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up. Lindsay Lund is coming back in. Hey, Lindsay signed to play college golf at Winona State, Minnesota Winona, Minnesota State Winona, whatever they call it now, I'm not sure.
Dawson Boyd had a great girls golf team this past season.
Champions. 51-15. Montevideo leading here the Blackjacks. Kuzman back in the game. She has the basketball. And she's going to drive to the basket, lays it up, no good, fighting for the rebound. Ephema grabs a loose ball, throws that up, that's no good. Rebounded there by Swazinski.
It's a nice job by Ephema being aggressive on the offensive glass, just couldn't convert.
Minute 37 to go, Alyssa to Stratmon. Wide open is Yamlin for three, no good, rebound by Eslin. She puts it up and in.
It's a nice job by Eslin getting into position for the offensive rebound, and she's able to get the rebound and make a bucket.
Kuzman, the 9th grader, throws it over. Shot laid up there by Lindemann, I believe. No good, and there's Stratmon with the rebound. Clear quickly across midcourt. She exposed to the basket. She's tripped. There's the whistle.
No, they didn't call a trip. They just let it go, and she lost the ball out of bounds.
They called traveling on her?
No, it just went out of bounds. They didn't call anything.
Oh, my goodness. How is that not a foul?
I don't know. That's a missed call by the officials on that one.
51-17. Turnover there by Dawson Boyd. Montevideo with the ball. Kuzman passes to Ephema. They're a duo, let me tell you. Kuzman for three, and she missed everything there, and Lund blocks it out so nobody can touch it. Turnover, and it's Dawson Boyd basketball. Blackjacks at the 50-50 coming up. I bought 30 tickets from my daughter-in-law who's selling 50-50.
Well, you should have a good chance to win then.
I hope so.
40.9 seconds left for Dawson Boyd here.
My daughter-in-law, Katie, was selling the 50-50 tickets out there. I believe it's for prom. Daybreak, Montevideo Daybreak. Dawson loses the ball. Here's Ephema, lays it up, missed it. Kuzman with the rebound. Shot put up, no good. Rebound by Montevideo. Finally, the Blackjacks get the rebound. 51-17, Montevideo with 25 seconds left. I didn't win.
And with Dawson Boyd being in the double bonus, there should be 2 free throws for them. Lisa Swazinski going to the line for Dawson Boyd.
Yeah, the Montevideo started the game out, 21-0?
Yep, 21-0.
Yep, until Dawson Boyd scored with a free throw. Here's Alyssa Swazinski at the free throw line. Free throws up and nothing but net for Alyssa. She's scored all 3 of her points from the free throw line.
That'll make the score now 51-18 for Montevideo.
2nd free throw by Alyssa. Outstanding golfer for the Blackjacks. Missed that free throw. Rebounded there by number 10, Emma Johnson.
Now the shot clock's turned off and about 15 seconds left for Montevideo here in the first half.
Ephema. Outside, thinking about putting up a 3. Now she does shoot, and it's off the rim. Rebounded underneath by the Thunderhawks. They throw it up. That's no good. Stratmon comes away with it. Look at Claire running down, throws some half-court shot, no good. And we're at halftime, and it's Montevideo 51, Dawson Boyd 18 is your halftime score. Your thoughts on the first half, Mitch?
It was a very good first half for Montevideo. They were able to get turnovers and turn those turnovers into points. They shot the ball really well. And for Dawson Boyd, it's just the same story as last year. Too many turnovers, too many mistakes. And they really struggled to get around Montevideo's 1-3-1 zone defense here in the half court. So it's the story of the game, and we'll see if they can make adjustments here at halftime.
All right, we'll take a commercial break. We'll come back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report right after these words from our fine sponsors.
One of our sports boosters is CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Pearl Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
I'm Alyssa Swadzinski from the Dawson Boyd girls basketball team, and you're listening to Blackjack Basketball on Q92 with Paul Ramo.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison. Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufty's also has several bikes and ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Tufty Auto and Sales, located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota. Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Camby and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Carrie Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company.
I'm Claire Stratmon. I'm with the Dawson Boyd girls basketball team, and you're listening to Q92 with Paul Ramo.
It's time for the halftime report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
I'm with Monica from Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Monica, what's happening?
What's happening? Can you see all the freight that's come in? There's boxes all over and plastic all over because I've gotten over 200 pieces of jewelry in, and I'm so pumped. And I've got all this clothing to match up with the jewelry, and I have a black and white room that's ready, and my main room is full of color, and I'm ready for people to come in and shop and have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel. I have gift certificates available, and I wrap.
Where are you located and when you open, Monica?
931 Chestnut Street in awesome Dawson, Minnesota, kitty corner from the school. And I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, 5, or by appointment, and like me on Facebook.
Welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramo, Miss Silty here in Montevideo tonight. We're at halftime. The Montevideo Thunderhawks leading Dawson Boyd 51-18. Montevideo jumped out to a 21-0 lead.
Yeah, they've jumped out to that enormous lead, and they haven't looked back. So it'll be tough for Dawson Boyd to come back in the second half. They need to limit the turnovers. They need to get out and defend the three-point line. And then on the offensive side, they got to try and figure out the 1-3-1 zone for Montevideo.
Let's go through some stats. First for Montevideo, Lily Eisenlohr with 9 points. Tegan Epema with 6. Emma Johnson with a bucket. Leading scorer, Megan Kuzman with 11. She had 3 3 pointers in the first half. She actually had 4, but they took one away from her. Jillian Magnuson, I got her for 6. Allie Helgeson for 6. And Brooke Lindemann with 7. That's her scoring for Montevideo in the first half. For Dawson Boyd in the first half, we've got 6 points for Claire Stratmon. 3 for Schreier. Laura hit a 3-pointer. 3 free throws for Alyssa Szczynski. And Esling with 4 points. Jorgensen with 2 free throws. And that's your scoring for Dawson Boyd here in the first half. 51-18 is your halftime score. Should mention some other games going on. We don't really have any updates from anybody. We must have got an early start here compared to all the other games. Other games tonight, some of the Camden Conference games and girls basketball. Camby's hosting Hancock. That should be a really good game. Lester Prairie is at Central Minnesota Christian tonight. Lacrosse Valley Eagles are 0-1. They lost a very good Minnewaska team in their season opener. They're hosting Pipestone tonight. Clinton Graceville Beardsley, they're at Ortonville. Russell Tyler Ruthin, they're hosting Mountain Lake Area Comfrey. And Bold is at Yellow Medicine East. So a lot of Camden Conference girls basketball teams in action tonight. You have a few others?
Yep, I got one update for you. Cedar Mountain is up over RCW 15-3, that game being played at Cedar Mountain High School. And then another game that is playing right now that we don't have an update for is Tracy Milroy Ballatin is playing at Wabasso.
Okay. Do you have some? You've been keeping track of rebounds and stuff, Mitch?
I've been trying my best. For Dawson Boyd, their leading rebounder is Olivia Esling with 7 rebounds, and then Alyssa Swidzinski has 4 rebounds. And then for Montevideo, Brooke Lindemann is leading the Thunderhawks in rebounding with 6, and then Emma Johnson and Tegan Epema have 4 rebounds each. And then Montevideo is out-rebounding Dawson Boyd 24-18 here in the first half.
All right. So, Dawson's got their work cut out for them, that's for sure, here in the second half. I think the key was getting off to such a bad start there for the Blackjacks, wasn't it?
If you look at it, they got outscored 21-0 to start the game, but since then they've only been outscored 30-18. So while they struggled a lot in the first part of the first half, they were a little bit more competitive in towards the second half. So we'll see if they can maybe get a good start here to the second half and maybe make this a little bit closer basketball game.
All right. Well, I bought 30 tickets from my daughter-in-law. 30 tickets I bought,
yeah,
for the 50-50. I didn't win. I'm a loser.
Didn't win one ticket out of all 30.
Not one ticket. I'm a loser. I think I've only won the 50-50 one time in many years since they've been doing that.
Do you remember where you won it?
Yeah, at Lacrosse. I told the lady when she was trying to sell me the 50-50, I said, you know what? If I win, you're going to come up at halftime and you're going to present me the money live on the radio. And she laughed, and it happened. And she did. She kept her word. She presented the money to me live on the radio. So that's my 50-50. But it goes for a good cause. I think it was the prom tonight, or the fundraiser for the Montevideo prom, I think.
Okay. So,
anyway, good cause. All right, that wraps it up here for our Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. We got a couple minutes before the start of the second half. A halftime score, Montevideo 51, Dawson Boyd 18. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Monica, what's happening at Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street in Dawson?
Well, we're getting ready for the holidays, and Monica's filling up with a lot of sweaters and jackets and denim and boots and shoes and jewelry and hats and gloves and a lot more. And come on in and have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel. Sign up for a free gift certificate, and Monica will wrap, or she can also put you on her wish list to see what you want for the holidays. Shop Monica's and Awesome Dawson Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. Like me on Facebook, and don't forget about Small Business Saturday, too. Thanks for shopping small.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
My name's Laura Schreier. I'm with the Dawson Boy Girls Basketball Team, and you're listening to Blackjack Basketball on Q92 with Paul Ramo.
All right, welcome back to Montevideo. Paul Ramo along with Mitchell Siltier. Mitchell, I went from state football to basketball in a couple of days. I'm professional.
Yeah.
I need to... Hey, it's hard to make the change, let's put it that way. Well, yeah, go ahead.
Dawson Boyd gets the ball here to start the second half. Montevideo Stone, their 1-3-1 zone.
All right, Blackjack's Claire Stratmore puts up a long three, and that rattled in and out. Lund gets the rebound. She's fouled. And we're underway here, 51-18, Montevideo.
That was a nice job by Lund. They're getting the offensive glass, getting another foul there for on Montevideo.
Lindsay's free throw's up and good for Lindsay Lund, and that's Lindsay's first basket tonight.
That'll make the score now 51-19.
Second free throw's missed, no good. Rebounded by...
Lindemann?
Lindemann, yep. She's tall. Inside to number 32, Lindemann. She turns around in the paint and scores. She's got 9 points.
A nice job by Lindemann using the right hook there to get the bucket in the paint there.
Here's a long three. Oh, my goodness. Laura Schreier in a shot put up. The rebound there by
Stratmon.
8 points for Claire. Boy, that was a long three-point attempt there by Schreier.
Now it'll make the score 53-21 for Montevideo.
Montevideo with the ball. Here's a long three-pointer off the front of the rim. No good. That was Elgeson. And Essling picks up the ball. Well, let's just see if the Blackjacks can play it. Not turn the ball over. That was their issue in the first half.
Right now, Dawson Boyd, when they were down 21 to nothing, they've only been outscored 32-21, so only by 11 points.
That's not so bad. Here's Essling in the paint. A shot put up, no good. Rebounded by Montevideo. Gets the ball over to Epema. Epema drives, pulls it back out. Good defense by Dawson Boyd. Helgeson on the baseline, trapped by Swazinski. Now to Epema. Here's a three-pointer by Helgeson. No good. Rebounded by Lindsay Lund. Oh, and then Lindsay dribbled the ball off her foot.
That'll turn the ball over to Montevideo.
Oh, my goodness. Montevideo inbound to Epema. 53-21 Montevideo. We're just underway here in the second half. Nice crowd here in Montevideo tonight. Watch this girls' basketball game. Helgeson outside the three-point arc to Kuzman. She was hot in the first half. Knocked 3 three-pointers down. Kuzman hands the ball to Eisenlohr. She goes to the basket. No good. Rebounded there by Essling.
Now Dawson Boyd getting out in transition.
Swazinski on the baseline. Drives to the basket. Collision, no whistle, and Helgeson grabs the rebound. Here comes Montevideo, Epema, top of the key. A three-pointer by Helgeson, good. Their second three.
Nice job of ball movement there by Montevideo. They were able to get an open three-pointer.
Oh, stolen by Kuzman. And now stealing it right back was Laura Schreier.
Great job by Schreier getting the turnover back.
Stratmon throws it down low, and the ball's loose, and Astling picks it up. Here's Lund for three. Off the rim. No good. Rebounded Montevideo. They're running the floor. Here's Eisenlohr. Goes in on strap by Eisenlohr. Short. No good. Rebounded by Lindsay Lund.
Nice job by Dawson Boyd there to get back on defense.
Stratmon to Lund. On the baseline, drives, kicks it out. Shot put up by Stratmon in the paint. That won't go. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to remain with Dawson Boyd.
Nice job of hustling there by Olivia Essling to force that ball off of Montevideo.
Got a full timeout by Montevideo's head coach, Kylie Hirung. And we'll take a commercial break. 56-21, Montevideo. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Lund from the Dawson Boyd Blackjack basketball team, and you're listening to Blackjack Basketball on Q92.
Hate it. Oh, welcome back. Sorry about that. Hey, they're playing YMCA, not my favorite song, Mitch.
No, obviously not.
Oh, my goodness. Stop the music, please.
Olivia Essling, looking like she'll be the inbounder here for Dawson Boyd, coming out of the timeout.
56-21, Montevideo. Blackjacks will inbound to Essling. Looking to inbound to Stratmon. To the top of the key, loses it. And now Bapama picks it up, goes in for the layup. No good. Kuzman with the rebound. She's fouled from behind by Yamlin.
Nice job by Kuzman here from Montevideo to stick with the play and follow the layup.
Wow. Good opportunity there. Montevideo inbound it underneath their own basket, looking to get it in. They lead 56-21. Get it in the Epima. Driving the baskets, Eisenlohr kicks it out to Helgeson for three in the corner. Rolls all around the rim. No good. Goes all the way up to midcourt. Epima picks it up. And down low and shot up there by Lindemann. No good. Rebounded by the Blackjacks.
Nice job by Claire Stratmon there to get the rebound for the Blackjacks, going up and high-pointing the basketball.
Stratmon pulls up for a three. Short. Goes into the corner. Epima picks the loose ball up. 13:50 to go in the ball game. Kuzman drives baseline. Drops it down low. Picked up by Stratmon. Stolen by the Blackjacks. Essling gets it over to Claire.
Nice job by Dawson Boyd collapsing on the defensive end there to get the steal.
Here's a long three by Schreier. Good! Laura Schreier for three. Her second three-pointer here in the game. 56-24. Epima goes down low, and a nice pass by Epima. Oh, and then she misses the basket. That was Lindemann with an easy basket miss there.
That was a great play by Montevideo. Just couldn't convert on the easy layup.
56-24. Schreier kicks it out to Yamlin. Yamlin drives, and Schreier gets it back. Puts a shot up. No good. Rebounded there by Lindemann. 56-20. Oh, nice pass down low. Easy basket there by Eisenlohr.
Eisenlohr just outran the Dawson Boyd defense there and got an easy breakaway layup.
Another timeout on the floor, and that's by Dawson Boyd's Rachel Hawkinson. We'll take a commercial break. 58-24, Montevideo.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Whitty and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 sports booster.
I'm Alyssa Swadzinski from the Dawson Boy Girls Basketball Team, and you're listening to Blackjack Basketball on Q92 with Paul Ramo.
Mineota Building Materials, located along...
Paul Ramo, Mitch Silty back here in Montevideo. We're in the second half with 12:25 to play in the ballgame. Montevideo 58, Dawson Boyd 24. Montevideo off the timeout. Epima goes down low, and she scores again. Tegan Epima.
Nice job by Epima. She went up and threw her first shot off the rim and was able to stick with the play and get her offensive rebound and score.
And then Epima knocks the ball away. Stratmon. Now the Blackjack's going to keep the ball. Swadzinski looking to inbound the ball. Does it. Kyler Yamlin. Yamlin's a ninth grader. Picks up the loose ball. Gets it over to Stratmon. Claire. That all the way across to Yamlin. Now to Swadzinski. Into Lindsay. Lund in the paint. Puts up a left-handed shot and goes in.
That was a nice job of Dawson Boyd using ball movement there, and Lindsay Lund able to get the good post up and score for Dawson Boyd.
60-26, Montevideo. Well, Blackjack's turn to get some, create some turnovers here. Kuzmin, crossover dribble, the ninth grader goes in the paint and tied up nicely there by Jorgens. Good defense by the sophomore, Addison Jorgens.
Does a great job by Jordan's there, using her hands to get the tie up and reach in. That'll keep possession here down with Montevideo.
Montevideo inbound the ball underneath their basket, down leading 60-26. The inbound is too far, but Epima stops it at midcourt. What is Epima girl? Tegan, she's all over the place. Look at her go to the basket and an easy layup.
Nice job by Epima to drive to the basket and get the easy layup there for Montevideo.
10 points for Epima. Blackjack's Lindsay Lund. Top of the key to Swadzinski. Alyssa. Here's Schreier for three. That's no good. And it's rebounded by Eisenlohr. Or Johnson. Yeah.
Brianna Johnson for Montevideo.
Brianna Johnson into the game. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by Montevideo. Essling tries to save it, can't. And Montevideo keeps the ball. Montevideo inbound it, leading 62-26. First basketball game of the season for Q92. And we got a lot of basketball scheduled, a lot of wrestling scheduled for you this winter. Crossover dribble by Epima. Here's a shot by, a two-pointer by Brianna, a three-pointer. That was a three, right?
I believe so, a three-pointer.
Brianna Johnson hits a three for the Thunderhawks. Here's Lund for three. That's no good. Rebounded by Johnson over to Epima. Epima traveled. Good call by the referee there.
Epima just couldn't corral the pass and ended up leading to her travel. Laura Schreier will bring it up for Dawson Boyd now after the turnover by Montevideo.
And here's Swadzinski. Down to number 11, Schreier. We got a whistle, referee Slava. And what did he call there?
Looked like a foul on Brianna Johnson from Montevideo. Might have been a hold.
Halftime report, the halftime score from La Caparo Valley. The Eagles are down to Pipestone, 36-20 at halftime. Hessling in the paint, shot up, no good. And fighting for the rebound, and the Montevideo Thunderhawks come away with it. Here's Epema. Epema down on the baseline here to 14. Magnuson shot up, good. Jillian Magnuson has 8 points.
Nice job by Epema to push the floor before Dawson Boyd could get back on defense.
Run down low, a little too far for Lindsay. She saves it, and it goes to Schreier. Here's Szczesinski, top of the key, three by Alyssa. Good three-pointer by Alyssa Szczesinski.
That was the result of Lindsay Lund keeping the ball in bounds.
Montevideo with the possession down to Epema. Good defense by Hessling. And here's a shot put up by Mangus, and that goes.
Nice job by Magson, shooting the floater over Hessling.
Montevideo leading 69-29. Shot put up by the Blackjacks.
That was a nice job by Lindsay Lund there to get the ball in the paint and use a right hook to score for the Blackjacks.
Five for Lindsay. Epema. Now to number two, Brianna Johnson. Back to Epema. Epema in the paint. Here's a short jumper there by Emma Johnson. That's no good. Rebounder there by Hessling.
Dawson Boyd, seeing if they can string together a couple buckets here now.
Here's Kyler Yalman. Down to Hessling in the paint. Oh, look, big collision. Basket good. Are they going to count it?
Nope, they called an offensive foul.
Oh, they did. They called an offensive foul on Hessling.
That lowered her shoulder and it led to a charge.
A lot of physical play there between those two girls. Let's see who's in here. Got some substitutes coming in. Claire Stratmon back in. So here's Eisenlohr bringing the ball down the floor. Stops her dribble at midcourt. Now Johnson in the paint, kicks it out. Eisenlohr. Here's a three-pointer by Johnson. In and out, no good. And look at him fight for the rebound. And whose ball is it going to be?
Looks like it was off Olivia Hessling from Dawson Boyd, and the possession will stay with Montevideo.
7:23 to play in the ball game. 69-31, Montevideo leading Dawson Boyd. Non-conference game. A little jump shot there by number three, Foltz. And that was her first basket, so a lot of substitutes in for Montevideo.
It's a great inbounds play for Montevideo there.
This is Szczesinski for three from the baseline. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Got girls on the floor. And now somebody rolled out of bounds.
Hessling touched the ball out of bounds, and now in possession over to Montevideo.
Montevideo's put up 71 points, and we've got 6 minutes to play in the ball game. Montevideo subs are in. And
turnover by Montevideo. Ball will go back to Dawson Boyd.
Coach Rachel Hawkinson. It was just a bad start for the Blackjacks. Claire fell down. I hope she's okay. Now she lost the ball. Now Montevideo loses it back.
I'll go back to Dawson Boyd. Yeah. Dawson Boyd got outscored 21-0 to start the game, and since then it's just been real tough for them to try and get back into it.
But after that 21-0 start, you know, Dawson, they haven't turned the ball over as bad as they did at that, you know, when it was 21-0. Before that, they turned the ball over every trip down the floor. Hessling in the paint with a hook shot. Good by Olivia Hessling.
That was a nice hook shot there by Hessling.
The hook shot. Montevideo quickly down the floor. Magnuson with a shot, no good. And they're fighting for the ball and goes out of bounds. Got running time, I believe.
Yep, looks to be. And Montevideo again just beat Dawson Boyd down the floor there.
Montevideo throws the ball in. Oh, no, nice defense there by the Blackjacks, Kyler Yamlin. knocking the ball out of bounds. We'll have our Neonino's post-game show coming up. Running time now, so the clock will not stop. Eisenlohr and Johnson for three. Off the side rim. Rebounded there by number 15, Alyssa Swazinski.
That was a nice driving kick there by Eisenlohr.
Oh, Jorgens. That was two-pointer for Addison Jorgens. Almost a three for Jorgens. Oh, it was a three? No, it was a two. See, the referee just said two.
Yep.
That was a two. 71-35 Montevideo, and the ball's tied up between Strathmone and Gillian Nelson.
Nice job by Strathmone there to cause the tie-up, and that'll turn possession over to Dawson Boyd.
Blackjacks will bring the ball up the floor. Laura Schreier, sophomore, brings it over to Strathmone. Claire goes to the basket, lays it up short, but she's fouled. Fouled by a Thunderhawk. Under 4 minutes to play. As I mentioned, the clock will not stop. It is continuing to run while the girls are at the free throw line. This is Strathmone. Free throw's missed.
It was a nice job by Strathmone to get a drive going to the basket, and was fouled and just couldn't convert on the first free throw. Now she'll shoot her second.
71-35 Montevideo. 3:34 to play. Clock running. Second free throw by Claire is good. Claire has 9 points in the game. We'll do a Neonito Subway player of the game and a Egg Plus Cooperative play of the game. Over and back on Montevideo, turnover by the Thunderhawks.
That was a nice job by Dawson Boyd there to force the turnover.
Blackjacks inbound it to Lindsay Lund. Lindsay in the paint, kicks it out to Yamlin. Kyler Essling from the free throw line, shot hard off the glass. Rebounded by Claire Strathmone. Back to Essling. Here's Schreier. Out to Lund. Lund for three. From the baseline, no good. Rebounded by the Blackjacks. Strathmone shot good.
That was a nice offensive possession there by the Blackjacks. They got two offensive rebounds, and Strathmone was able to make the bucket while driving to the paint and got fouled. So now she'll have a chance for an and-one opportunity.
Got some quick updates for you. Hancock leading Canby in the second half, 40-21. And as I mentioned, Pipestone leading Lock Carl Valley at the half, 36-20. Claire Strathmore, a lot as an eighth grader. Free throw's good by Claire. 12 points for the ninth grader, Claire Strathmore. 71-39. 2 minutes to play. 2 minutes right now. Montevideo with the possession. Oh, they almost lose it. Now they do, and last off the foot of Strathmone.
And if you take Montevideo started the game on the 21-0 run, and if you look at the score now, it's 71-39 Montevideo. So since the 21-0 start, the score has been 50-39. 50-39 in favor of Montevideo.
Yeah, you can't beat that. I mean, that's not bad. It was just that horrible start. I think Coach Hawkins will come up here. There's a nice shot. It's a three-pointer by number 13, Megan Kuzman, with another three. What in the world? She is bombing them. Shot put up there, no good. Kuzman gets the rebound. Here she comes. Kuzman's going to go in, puts the shot up, and goes in.
Nice job of Kuzman pushing.
Wow. I got her for 16. 17 points for Kuzman. And Montevideo, Dawson Boyd throws the ball away.
Yeah, Kuzman's played a really great game here this tonight.
35 seconds to go in the game. Dawson Boyd will inbound it. And they get in the S lane in the paint, and she loses the ball. Now Montevideo loses it back with 25 seconds to go. Nobody wants the ball. Kuzman finally picks it up. Oh, good. Nice defense there by Laura Schreier.
Knocked the ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Montevideo.
15 seconds to go. Montevideo inbounds it. And they're going to pick up a win here tonight. And stealing it is Schreier. She's going in, and time runs out. 76-39 is your final score.
It was just a dominant game by Montevideo on both ends, offensively and defensively. Able to turn Dawson Boyd over and get easy breakaway points. They shot the ball really well from three-point range and just really took it to Dawson Boyd here tonight.
All right, we'll take a couple-minute break. Come back with the Neon Needles postgame show right after these words for our fine sponsors.
I'm Alyssa Swadzinski from the Dawson Boyd girls basketball team, and you're listening to Blackjack Basketball on Q92 with Paul Ramo.
Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, Mineota.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KOQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Ryan Smith Seeds says it's time to make every seed count with AgriPartners premier seed line, AP Select, offering varieties with Enlist E3, Liberty Link GT27, and conventional soybeans, as well as Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans in a premium corn lineup through REA Hybrid. We have a seed product fit for your field. Call Ryan Smith today at 320-226-1079 or AgriPartners at 605-874-2550. Ryan Smith Seeds.
I'm Claire Stratmon. I'm with the Dawson Boyd girls basketball team, and you're listening to Q92 with Paul Ramo.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Sports brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089, with Dr. Clint Bond. Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul. And by United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building, downtown Madison. Stop by, visit with agent Chris Brogdon about insurance for your life, health, home, farm, business, and more. That's the United Prairie Agency, Madison.
My name's Laura Schreier. I'm with the Dawson Boyd girls basketball team, and you're listening to Blackjack Basketball on Q92 with Paul Ramo.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. Pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo, Mitch Silty here. And 76-39 is your final score. Montevideo defeating Dawson Boyd in this non-conference girls game tonight, Mitch. And well, it sounded like a broken record. We talked about it a lot. It was the start of the game that made the difference.
Yep, the 21-0 run for Montevideo really broke the game open, and they just never looked back from there. Dawson Boyd struggled a lot with turnovers. They couldn't score in the half court against Montevideo's 1-3-1 zone, and it just went Montevideo's way there in the first half, and it led to an easy victory here, 76-39.
You came up with a good stat here. After the 21-0 lead, then what was the score after that?
The score after that was 55-39 in favor of Montevideo, so they outscored them by 16 points for the remainder of the game after the 21-0 start. Still a little tough for Dawson Boyd, but at least they stepped up a level of play after the start, and they kind of... didn't turn the ball over as many times. They were able to get a few offensive possessions going in the half court against Montevideo, and they were able to at least try to keep up with them a little bit better after that start.
All right, let's go through the scoring. First for Dawson Boyd, Claire Stratmon led the Blackjacks in scoring with 12 points. Laura Schreier had 6, Lindsay Lund 4. Alyssa Szczynski hit a three-pointer, and she had 3 free throws for 6 points. Olivia Esling with 6, and Addison Jorgens off the bench with 4. For Montevideo tonight, a couple girls in double figures, Lily Eisenlohr with 11, Keegan Epema, the senior, with 10, Emma Johnson with 2, Jillian Magnuson with 8, Hallie Helgeson with 9, Brooke Lindemann with 9, and her leading scorer for Montevideo was a ninth grader, Megan Kuzman. 17 points for Kuzman. 4 three-pointers, but they took a three-pointer. She actually had 5, but they took a three-pointer for a three-second violation.
Yep, and Megan Kuzman, she did a nice job in the first half. I think a majority of her three-pointers came in the first half, a majority of her scoring, and a little quieter in the second half, but still she had a great first half for Montevideo.
What do you got? You've got some stats there.
So for rebounding, I got Montevideo with a total of 39 rebounds and Dawson Boyd with a total of 30 rebounds. And then for the leading rebounder for Dawson Boyd, I had Olivia Esling with 12. Next was Alyssa Swidzinski and Claire Stratmon tied with 5 rebounds apiece. Then for Montevideo, the leading rebounder was Brooke Lindemann. And second place in rebounding for Montevideo was Tegan Epema with 7.
All right, with a Neonito Subway player of the game is Montevideo's Megan Kuzman, a ninth grader. Congratulations, Megan.
Thank you.
Wow, let's get the mic a little closer to your mouth there. And how are you feeling about that game?
Good, it was fun.
It was fun?
Yeah.
Okay, you had, how many three-pointers did you have? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. I had like a fifth one, but it was like a violation or something, so it didn't count.
3-second violation.
Yeah.
So you'll have to find out who that 3-second violation was on, right?
Yeah, I guess.
And get on them, right?
Yeah.
Talk about the win tonight.
I think it was good. I think we played hard and we had, like, we tried to keep our energy up, like, and if it got down, then we just had to work to get it back up and work hard, too.
You guys really forced the Blackjacks into a lot of turnovers in that first half. You're up, 21-0.
Yeah.
Talk about your defense.
Just like anticipating and like being smart about where you're at so you can know like if you can get there or not and then just staying low.
Okay. So Megan, Montevideo starts 4 seniors and you're a ninth grader.
Yeah.
What's that feel like?
It feels great. It's just great.
You have family members here? You got a lot of family supporting you, don't you? Talk about that.
My dad's here, and my grandparents come to, like, all my games, so that's good.
Gene and Mary from Madison.
Yep.
I know them well. Yeah, they go to about every event you're in, right?
Yeah, they do.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, it is.
Talk about your girls' team this year. You got a good team?
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. I don't know. It's fun to, like, play with all the seniors, and they've just had so much experience and everything.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations. We give a T-shirt to the player of the game. It's from Neon Needles in downtown Dawson. So there's your T-shirt.
All right.
And wear it proudly at practice.
Okay.
And find out who got that 3-second call. I want to know, okay?
Okay.
Stick around. We'll take a picture, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and good luck the rest of the season, Megan.
Thank you.
That's Megan Kuzman. She's our Neon Needles Subway player of the game. And, Mitch, you got some score updates?
Yes, I do. So another game's going on tonight.
Keep it on. Yeah.
Hancock currently leads Canby 48-25. That game being played at Canby High School. This has 11 minutes left in the second half of that basketball game.
And then Lester Prairie is beating Central Minnesota Christian 27-23 with 1 minute left in the first half, that game being played at Central Minnesota Christian. And then Cedar Mountain is up 34-17 over RCW, that game being played at Cedar Mountain High School. That game's at halftime right now. And then I got Tracy Milroy Ballatin, and they're up over Wabasso 44-33. That game being played at Wabasso High School with 10 minutes left in the second half.
All right, join me here is Dawson Boyd basketball coach Rachel Hawkinson. Rachel, I think you'd want the first 8 minutes over, right?
Definitely.
And that was ugly.
Yes. Not the outcome we were expecting.
Yep. Mitch, you made a good point, though. After that 21-0 lead, you know, what was it? What did you say?
55-39.
Yep. So, you know, did turn the ball over so much after that.
Yeah. Big thing tonight, I knew they wanted to jump everything. Epima's all over the place. I said we need to protect the ball. And first 8 minutes, I'm like, we don't see one fake and pass, you know. And I just said we need to chip away at this.
Yep. Yeah, they were very aggressive defensively, weren't they, at midcourt?
Oh, yeah.
Trapping and everything?
Yeah. We told the girls tonight, I mean, we got a young team.
Yep,
right?
We do.
One senior. A lot of these girls, this is the, you know, they're jumping into a starting role who haven't had much playing time on the varsity floor. Tonight we said there is a big jump from JV to varsity, and we are feeling that.
And they felt it. Yeah, that's exactly what Mitch and I were saying. You know, you got such a young team. There's a big difference to playing C squad to varsity or B squad even, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
It's faster.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll just put this in the back burner, right?
All right. You got to learn from everything.
Yeah.
Right?
So,
yep. You're going to fail. We're human. That's life, and it's all about how you get back up.
Yep. I like your hustle, and especially in the second half. You really didn't turn the ball over that much in the second half compared to the first half, but, you know, you got some girls that like to hustle.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that's something you can't teach, that we do have a great group of girls, and they are passionate about basketball. And, I mean, we're still learning, but at least they go out there, they give it their all, and that's all we can ask for.
Okay, what do you got coming up next, Rachel?
Well, let's see. Next Monday we got KMS.
Okay. That at Dawson, you think?
That was at Dawson. Yep.
Okay.
So that's going to be another tough one for us, so especially right after Christmas break.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I got things. You don't have any games this week?
Nope.
No. Okay.
Nope.
Then the rest is, they got at Dawson Monday, December 2nd, and then Thursday you go to Ortonville to take on the Trojans.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the time and visiting with me, Rachel.
Thanks
appreciate
for covering us. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I love covering the Blackjack.
All right. Great. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Rachel. Thanks for the time. Rachel Hawkinson, head coach of the Dawson Boy Blackjacks. And Mitch, anything you want to add?
It was a very competitive basketball game there after the 21-0 start. I'm sure Dawson Boyd will be able to make the corrections necessary. And, you know, we talked about how last season they ended the season 7-4. They had a regular season 7-4. They had a nice stretch there where they won 5 games in a row. So I feel very confident that they'll be able to figure some things out. And once they get things going here a little bit in the start of the regular season, I think they'll turn things around.
Yep, that's for sure. Well, Mitch, here we are. We're back working together again.
Yep, and I look forward to it. So.
Yep. Our next broadcast, I believe, is going to be wrestling on Tuesday. Team United travels up to New London Spicer for a dual meet. Mm-hmm. And then we've got a couple basketball games next Thursday and Friday. So we're done for this week because it's Thanksgiving.
Yep. We want to wish everyone a safe and happy holidays for Thanksgiving this upcoming weekend.
And enjoy your Thanksgiving meal, right, Mitch?
Absolutely. You too, Paul.
What's your favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal?
Oh, probably pies. Probably the pies at dessert. It's hard to go against that.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I like turkey.
Turkey?
Turkey and gravy. Put a lot of gravy on the turkey.
Yep.
We're good. So, yeah, you have a good Thanksgiving too, Mitch. Thanks for helping out
tonight.
Thank you. Oh, did we do Ag Plus Cooperative play of the game?
Ag Plus Cooperative play of the game. We're going to do the 21-0 run for Montevideo. They really set the tone early to start this game, and they never look back.
All right. And, of course, Megan Kuzman is our Neonito Subway player of the game with 17 points tonight for the Thunderhawks. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks to Phil back at the studio running the board. Appreciate that. And everyone have a happy Thanksgiving on Thursday.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
It's 8:41 here at Q92 Radio.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. A few flurries possible at times tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 14. Northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance of snow. Daytime highs approaching 25. Overcast skies.